Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You mentioned it last night, Rob, that you were so excited to see Tom Brady struggle. And you saw it coming, as did others, because New Orleans seems to have his number for whatever reason. He is now 0-4 against the Saints since he's been in Tampa. Now, 0-4 in the regular season, of course, because obviously he beat them in the playoffs last year. But he has struggled. I mean, his numbers versus everyone else since he's been in Tampa are, like, terrific. His numbers versus the Saints are just horrific since he's been there. So they have his number. And I tell you what, I'm not coming off my pick, but it would, if they meet New Orleans in the playoffs, that will be very interesting. They probably won't. I don't even know if New Orleans will get there.
And don't forget, last year when they lost to the Saints, Drew Brees threw three interceptions. He was terrible in that
game. Brady didn't go off. I mean, he wasn't great either. Brees.
Right. But what's called through three picks, and it really hurt them. So,
they lost a fumble, too. So they had four turnovers.
Yeah, it was bad.
And
it was a lot of gifts.
Had zero.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but last night, Rob, he really struggled mightily. 26 for 48, Tom Brady. Zero touchdowns, one interception, a fumble as well. And
struggling.
I saw when he ran that ball, it did not look like it was going to end well. Because when he runs, he's got to have tons of space. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not fast, obviously. He's not elusive. He's not getting away from anybody. And when he ran on this one, there was traffic there. So it was like, this is not going to end well. He might get hurt. He might fumble. And, of course, he fumbled. But anyway, New Orleans won 9-0. But my preseason pick for MVP, Tom Brady, there's a lot of chatter now. A lot of chatter out there that he won't win the MVP now after last night's performance, but I'm sticking with my pick.
Well,
unlike some people.
I expect you to stick with
some people.
Pick.
Oh, now you're going to give love because you know what's coming. But he is still number one. Rob G in Vegas, everywhere, right? Is he still number one? I know he's lost ground. I don't think he's lost the lead, but he certainly lost ground and Aaron Rodgers is chasing. But right now, Tom Brady still has a slight lead in the MVP race. But Rob, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he lost it last night. It's one thing to lose to the Saints, which is fine. First time being shut out since 2006. You know, they lost the game 9-0, and I get it. People were hurt, but that's when you show yourself. You know, Chris, the one thing people always talk about Brady and they try to hang their hats on is that Brady does more with less. That's always been like a narrative. Oh, well, who does he have other than Randy Moss? He didn't have anybody. Oh, you know, it was like guys working at 7-Eleven. So he always had this thing that he could take anything that was thrown to him and kind of work with it. That didn't happen. And you can't use injuries all the time. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers went to Arizona, who were 7-0 without his top three receivers, his tight end, his defensive coordinator, and they won a game. This was just a bad loss. They were double-digit, despite the history, Chris, which you gave. In the previous three games, they still were 11.5-point favorites going into that game. It wasn't like people said, oh, well, the Saints got that number. There's no way that they can win. And he lost to a quarterback who's a running back, not even a quarterback. Saints didn't even score a touchdown in the game and won comfortably. I mean, that was what looks bad. And, you know, everybody has a clunker. We talk about it all the time. The worst thing you want is a clunker late in the season, later when people are looking and when they start to make decisions about the MVP. And you know this, last year, Aaron Rodgers went to Tampa Bay. Chris, what was that, week 3 or 4 or 5, something like that? Had the two picks. They lost that ugly game at Tampa, but it didn't hurt him as he played well going down the stretch. Aaron Rodgers this year had the one bad game in the opener.
Well, he was even worse than Brady yesterday against New Orleans.
Yeah, he was terrible in that game. He had a couple picks, but it was early. And since then, if you look at his numbers, the last four games, completing 71% of his passes, 13 touchdowns, 0 picks, quarterback rating of 127.7, just really playing well, had 3 touchdowns yesterday, 0 picks. And Chris, this is why we save these microwave takes, so that you can understand, like, your partner is on it. I've been covering this National Football League since 1987. I'm not a newbie. I have history. I know what's going on. I know what I'm watching. I've been to every stadium in the NFL. And I tried to warn you early on. You called me a flip-flopper when Aaron Rodgers had his second game of the year. And guess what? Rob Parker's microwave take is as hot and steamy as it was after week 2.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
Mark the spot. Are you ready?
You already said Lamar Jackson was your pick, so remember that.
I'm backing off of Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Even after he beat Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. The numbers and what he's doing time and time again are amazing. You hear me? Did you mark that spot? I jumped off of Lamar, and I told you, Chris Broussard, Aaron Rodgers will be the MVP back-to-back, belly-to-belly. You hear me? Aaron Rodgers, as we go forward, nobody would have believed that he would be able to put together a second straight MVP, especially after the numbers he put up last year, and then the start that he got off to, whether his head was in it. And when you look at Aaron Rodgers, his body of work, He has, his team has the number one record in the NFL at 11-3. He has signature wins in Arizona against the undefeated team. He came back against the 49ers on the road with only 37 seconds to play. And the losses, yeah, you know what? The one that they lost to Kansas City, of course, he didn't play in that game. And that first game where he put up
Minnesota,
an absolute stinker,
that?
Nobody even thinks about. And the other one he lost was to the Vikings, where he threw four touchdowns and no picks and played extremely well. It was the defense in that game. So Aaron Rodgers, I don't care what Vegas says, because last year they had Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady in the mix as well. And guess what? Neither one of them got a vote a year ago, and those teams were pretty damn good. Aaron Rodgers' body of work is as good as it gets. And you know what that smell is? That's Tom Brady from last night choking down his MVP. He thought it was in the bag. Guess what? He tripped on his way to the podium. Sorry, Brady. No way, no how.
That was cute. That was cute. You even had the music come in. Okay. But first of all,
I'm a radio broadcaster. You know what I mean? When you put up quality content, that's
Rob
it just happens. Exactly.
First of all, I don't even know that you're allowed to gloat. You've been in the league. You've been working. You always say it, 35 years in the business. Are you even allowed to gloat when you're a flip-flopper?
I'm not a flip-flopper.
I mean, your pick was Lamar Jackson. In week two, you know what? Going into this game, I thought the Browns would win. But you know what? I'm changing. I think the Raiders. I don't like what I see from Nick Mullins. I'm going with the Raiders. I mean, is that even possible?
Chris, you're the ultimate flip-flopper. Are you kidding?
You can never even let those words come out of your mouth anymore.
You're the ultimate flip-flopper.
You had about 6 months to decide who you thought was going to be the MVP, and you pick Lamar Jackson. Now, all of a sudden, at 1 week in, you flip-flop, or 2 weeks in. It was actually 2 weeks in. Makes it even worse. 2 weeks in, you flip-flop. And look, I'll let you have it because I felt for you. Because Shekel City is burnt to the ground.
No, Shekel City
I'm
ain't burnt to the ground.
I'm demolishing you in
Are
the
you kidding? Friday, Shekel City was 2 out of 3.
You
it was
haven't had
to
a postseason. You haven't had a postseason pick right since we started the show. So I felt for you. And
yeah,
I was
right.
Like,
I don't
you know
pick
what?
The, I don't
was
pick
like,
the
I'm
obvious
let it
the favorites. I don't pick
whatever,
the favorites.
Whatever, I pick to win. I mean, I don't
no,
worry
pick
about
the
who.
Favorites. Anybody
I don't
can
try
pick
to
the
pick
favorites.
These, you know, these sexy, out of the blue picks. I pick who's going to win, and not usually I'm right. And so I was going to let it go. You know what? Look, it's all good. I mean, real people, real folks, real hardcore predictors. Gonna look at Rob with a side eye. You know, they gonna roll their eyes at him. And man, this dude ain't, come on. But I let it go. Until now. If you hadn't tried to gloat, if you hadn't enlisted Alex to get him involved in your shenanigans with the music, I would have let it go. I would have gave you love. I would have gave you props. But you actually had the audacity to come on national radio and try to embarrass me when right now Tom Brady still is the favorite? When
no,
there's
that,
still three games left?
That's in
Let's
Vegas.
See
that,
what
ain't,
happens.
That ain't what Vegas doesn't vote. Vegas doesn't vote
look,
for
Vegas,
the MVP,
I put much
Chris.
More trust in Vegas than I do in Shekel City.
Oh,
Let's
really?
Just put it that way.
Yeah,
really.
I put more right, trust.
So
I put
what
more
I'm
trust
saying.
In the writers, and I don't.
Here's
I'm
what,
not buying
yeah, okay.
what Vegas is saying.
Well, the right and look, I'm not saying Brady has it in the bag. Rodgers, I said last week, maybe weeks before, was chasing. He's right on his tail. Brady needs to play well in these next three games. And Rodgers does too. It's three games is still a long way to go. So let's see what happens. But right now, I still think Brady's in front because Brady's had the higher highs. Brady's got 4 games with 4 more touchdowns. And then two on top of that with five touchdowns.
But Rodgers has a better QBR and a better quarterback rating.
But he has zero with five touchdowns and three with four. I mean, he's been steady Eddie, yes. But I like some highs here and there. I like a knockout here and there.
Who has the best record in the NFL?
Blow
Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? I'm wondering.
And the narrative, when I vote for MVP in the NBA, Rob, I don't look at narrative. But a lot of writers do. And the narrative of a 44-year-old who's defying father time and leading the league in yards and touchdowns.
And interceptions.
As much as no, he's not leading in interceptions. He got more than Rodgers, though. But that's much
more
of a compelling narrative than, the guy that actually lied to the media, sold us he was immunized. He meant vaccinated.
Oh, wow. And Brady's been on a team that's cheated.
And the guy that sat out a game because he wasn't vaccinated and cost his team a big loss to the Chiefs. I'm just saying. If I was the voting, I wouldn't bring that into play, but a lot of people do. That's all. You knew it with Harden. We were saying, we don't think the way he left Houston should matter. A lot of writers did. That's all the brother's saying. So you get on your high horse, you gloat. Just be careful, Mr. Rob Parker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play.
You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Trevor Lawrence, now, it was going to, people, I was interested to see what they did, Jacksonville, right?
They still got
in their first game. Yeah, they still, it wasn't all, I mean, Urban Meyer, it was bad. I'm not even going to say it wasn't all Urban Meyer's fault, because it was a lot of Urban Meyer's fault. But they just are a bad team, period.
Because the Texans have been horrific.
Oh, gosh. And the Texans battered them. I mean, 30-16.
Right.
It wasn't even, like, that close. And so I actually think the Texans coach has done a decent job.
He really has.
In a really tough situation. Yeah, David Culley.
I agree with you. I don't have any issues with him. I know I went to the game where they got steamrolled by the Colts. I was at that game. You know, they've had some stinkers,
but
they've been in it with and they've won some games this year. It could have been a total whitewash, you know, considering you don't have your star quarterback. So I'm with you. He's done a decent job.
Yep. And, Rob, Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick, you know, everybody's talking about the next Andrew Luck, the next Peyton Manning, all that. And it's been a rough year for him. There's other way to slice it. Yeah, right. He has regressed. And last game, Rob, against the Texans, 22 for 38, 210 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. That's progress. Right. But, he hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last four games.
Which is mind-boggling.
And he's thrown one touchdown in the last seven games.
That's crazy. Chris, in this NFL where you throw the football, that's surprising. It'd be one thing if they had, like, some stud running back and he had 10 rushing touchdowns and they just give the ball to him at the goal line. You know what I mean? Or then you could buy into it. Because Tannehill, I think that happens sometimes, too, with Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? You got a running back.
Right.
You can get in the end zone. But that's not the case here. He just can't get a touchdown. One in seven games.
And during the broadcast of Sunday's game, the broadcasters, James Lofton and Andrew Catalan, they said this on the air. They said, you know, Rob, how the broadcasters meet with some players
like
and the
coaches.
Like
the Friday or Saturday, they have a sit-down, have a feel for the game and what these guys are talking about.
Exactly. And Trevor Lawrence told them, according to them, he told them that he would like to have a say in the hiring of the team's next coach. I'm just going to let
you ready?
Handle that right away, and then I'll chime in.
No way, no how. And if the Jacksonville Jaguars do this, this is why they're in the situation they're in with their owner and what's going on down there, Chris. He's a young guy who's done absolutely zero in the NFL. What does he know about? It's different about what scheme works. What are you more comfortable in? Do you understand? Like, offensively, I want to have your input. You're the quarterback. But who to hire as coach from a 22-year-old who's done nothing in the NFL? No way would I do that. I think it's lunacy. I would tell Trevor Lawrence, throw a couple touchdowns, buddy, and get back to me. I would, seriously. Because the idea that I'm going to turn over the reins to this horrendous organization that can't do anything right, and then have a young quarterback who's not even Chris cemented in his place. Is his place cemented that he's going to be a big success in the NFL? He's going to be Andrew Luck? He's more like good luck.
Not at all.
So I'm not buying anything that Trevor Lawrence is selling. So I think it's lunacy.
I'm with you. And look, I like Trevor Lawrence. I'm on the record as saying I think he'll be a very good quarterback. Obviously, Mac Jones is having a much better season and, I mean, probably going to be rookie of the year, you know, offensively. Micah Parsons, you got him on the defensive side. But I think Trevor will be better. I'm saying it. You know, he'll be better than Mac Jones. We'll see. But, Rob, you're right. We don't even know if you're going to be any good. We don't know.
We don't know.
You haven't given us any reason other than your track record in high school and college. And I got news for you. Just about everybody in the NFL was great in high school and college.
And ask Urban Meyer how great he was.
To believe.
Ask Urban Meyer how great he was in college, Chris.
Right.
As a coach.
Right. And so, but that's not even the main thing. That's just a little cherry on top. Dude, first of all, like you said, I like that. Go throw a touchdown and get back to us. But, Rob, I don't care if he was, I'm not going to say Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but I don't care if he was really good and had solidified himself as our franchise quarterback. Did Aaron Rodgers, Rob, have anything to do with Matt LaFleur being hired?
Nope. And, Chris, remember they fired Aaron's quarterback coach. Didn't even, they told him he got fired. They didn't ask him.
And I agree with Bucky, Rob. I would imagine you do as well. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers was fantastic in his own right. But I do, clearly his last couple years under McCarthy weren't Aaron Rodgers-like. And I do think Matt LaFleur's offense and everything has helped Rodgers.
I think they got a running game, which he never had. They had a wide receiver who was their running back. Remember that one year they had the wide receiver? What was his name? A big guy. God, I can't remember his name. But
he was their back. About.
You remember? He was a wide receiver. Yeah. Just a big guy.
But they've had a few decent backs
here
and there.
But they won the Super Bowl, if you remember.
But you just see the different things they're doing. I do think I got to give LaFleur credit. And I've killed him for that play, obviously, last year in the playoffs, right?
Oh, that was
going for the
terrible
field goal.
He would take
but
that back overall, if he could, right?
Right. Overall, I think he's done a really good job. I mean, and offensively, I just think it's been a great fit with Aaron Rodgers. Did Tom Brady, pick Bill Belichick? Rob, we could go on and on. Did Patrick Mahomes pick Andy Reid? No, I'm not giving you the choice. Now, I might say to you, Trevor, what do you like in a coach? What are you looking for in a coach? Our next coach, what are you looking for in your next coach? No names, just some qualities, some attributes that you like.
Hey, I like a guy who can make adjustments. I like a guy who's got a free thinking when it comes to offense. You know what I mean? Like those
and
kind
that's
of characteristics,
about it, Rob.
Not names.
Right.
Characteristics.
Exactly. I don't want to hear names from you. And that protects you as well, Rob, because you've said it before. What if it doesn't work? What if you go to the mat for Dabo Sweeney?
Exactly.
And he comes in and it's another Urban Meyer situation. You know what I mean? So I just think this protects the player and the team. But, Rob, there's no way. Like I said, at most, share some of your thoughts on characteristics you like, what type of offense you might like. But you're really not going to be involved at all in us picking a coach. And I will say this. I do think that, you know, Trevor, like they said that he understood – he acknowledged, they said, that he was not qualified to make any decisions. They said he just liked some role, quote unquote, some role. So it doesn't sound like he's trying to pull a Russell Wilson.
Nah, he's too young. If he was, Chris, I would be concerned.
That would be crazy.
right? I would be concerned.
Right. Especially coming off this year. I'd be concerned if he was great, right? If he lit the league on fire this year and was like, I want to choose the coach, there's reason to be concerned with that. But you're coming
not
off
to play
the year
well,
where
though.
All you need to be do right. You need right. to just be worrying about yourself.
Not to play
don't
well.
Be trying
you,
to
don't
pick
have,
the coach.
You don't have a leg to stand on. Like I just couldn't imagine sitting in an office with a 22-year-old kid who's thrown one touchdown in the last 7 weeks saying, you got some names. Who do you think you should hire? He's like, can you hire Lil Wayne as coach?
Do you think, Rob, because there's been talk that you can't go to college, right? And I'm sure they won't. Because usually
not after that.
Right, go opposite.
You're going to go
but
for
I'm
some veteran coach
general,
who's been around.
Well, a few of the guys' names I like. I like, obviously, Eric Bieniemy. He's got to, I'm not saying he should get the job necessarily, but he's got to be on your list. Byron Leftwich, Rob. Byron Leftwich.
Yeah,
I'd have him on my list. Worked with Tom Brady. Obviously, they won a Super Bowl last year. Was a quarterback in Jacksonville, who did a little something-something. Young, I'm sure probably can relate to the younger players.
He was left-handed too, wasn't he?
If I'm correct, I believe so.
Was he left-handed? I don't know. That jumps out to me. I could be wrong.
Oh, he wasn't. He was
right-handed? Okay.
But Kellen Moore, Rob.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore, I'd have some interest in him. Just guys that would be on my list. And so I'm taking my time and I'm not getting the player involved whatsoever. It's just as simple as that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We talked about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and the MVP and all that. But more of a concern to me, and you know I picked Brady as my preseason pick for the MVP, and I picked Kansas City over Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. And a bigger concern for me, you know, we try to get our picks right, obviously, and that's why I mean this, is Tampa Bay getting to the Super Bowl, more so than Brady winning the MVP. Because, yeah, okay, they had a bad game. It happens.
You
face the team that's kind of, right.
At any point, right.
And there's a little concerning, but, you know, Rob, they got hammered by New Orleans last year. Even worse, I'd say, 38-3. And so that was late in the season, relative, or maybe midway through the season. Yeah. And they obviously
just that
bounced
they got
back.
No points was weird to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
right. But beyond
even
that, Rob,
since
no, that's amazing.
2006, Chris. You
what is
about,
that? 15 years,
right? That's a long time.
I know
time.
They didn't, y'all didn't Think get that math that. At PS 78, but
no, PS yeah, 15, 15 PS 15, the Jackie Robinson School, whatever.
But no, I'm just messing with you. But Rob, the injuries, and we heard Chris Godwin out for the season.
That's a blow.
I don't know, Rob G, get on here. Mike Evans, well, he's week to week. They think he might be back this week. If not this week, then next week with the hamstring injury.
That is correct.
Okay. Leonard Fournette is similar.
Similar. They still haven't said more specifically on how his is doing. They said Mike Evans week to week. They haven't said anything definitive on Leonard Fournette.
Any word on Levante David?
He had nothing on him yet. And then you guys already mentioned Chris Godwin out for the season with an injury.
Oh. All right. Look, Rob, Mike Evans, if he's back, that's huge. That dude is awesome. Antonio Brown, who will be back today. I mean, you know, he's back with the team. I think he can replace Chris Godwin.
He stiffed the chef 10,000 and lost three game checks. That now, did
well,
they
we'll
teach
get
that
into
at
that.
PS15?
We'll get into that. They taught it somewhere, wherever he went. God. But he can replace Godwin. Ronald Jones, I love Fournette. I mean, I have to look down the names. You got Dalvin Cook. You got, I have to go through all the names in the
Fournette
NFC.
Fournette got
the
them to an AFC championship game in Jacksonville. I mean, the guy can play.
Right, like, I'm just thinking he might make the Pro Bowl this year. I really like Fournette. But regardless, Ronald Jones was starting over Fournette last year and ran the ball well yesterday, you saw. So I think they can survive if there's a problem with Fournette, but hopefully he's back. David, you certainly need him. But Rob, the injuries, you know, we'll see when these guys get back, but that's a concern too. Mm-hmm. If they can't come back the same. So Tampa's got to get this together. You know, last year I didn't expect them to start great. And when they were 7-5, I still had a lot of faith in them. And obviously they delivered. This year, I don't really have as much faith as I had last year in them. Again, sticking with my pick. But right now, you know, I just am going to be honest. I don't think I have as much faith in them this year as I had in them last year.
You know, it's funny you talk about injuries and stuff. And on the flip side,
to the Packers, it's incredible, Chris, that they have the best record in the league. And you know, David, what is it?
Bakhtiari.
Right? He's been out all year.
Yep.
Za'Darius Smith, yes, he's missed 13 out of 14 games. He only played the opener. Jahir Alexander, Chris, has missed 10 of 14 games. These are all good players who are going to be hopefully back by the time they get to the playoffs. And Jenkins is another player for them who's missed 6 out of 14 games. They've had their injuries and yet have been somehow been able to stay afloat, you know, and have the best record in the league. And those guys are coming back. That's a great thing. But I hear you with Tampa. And, you know, we talked about it before and we were ripping about, you know, the schedule. I think Bucky brought it up about, I think, who they played or whatever. Yeah. But this is the thing, Chris. Remember, people were thinking that they were going to go undefeated or they were going to run the table because of the schedule looks so easy.
Right.
And they got a good record. That's not, they only lost 4 games, right?
I think they're 4-1 against teams with winning records.
Yeah.
And,
no, they've,
and
they've
Green
had,
Bay 6-0.
But it doesn't feel the same. And I don't know why.
I think expectations were higher.
We
expected more for them. I didn't think they'd go undefeated, but, you know, we expected more.
No, but
more.
Even if that came up, you know, people looked at their schedule and looked at them and went crazy. Say,
But, you know, Rod, let me ask you this. I'm glad you brought up Green Bay. If they don't get to the Super Bowl this year, at least, will you – because they may very well be 13-3 again, and it would be 3 straight seasons, even if they're 12-4. Yeah, 14-3. I'm sorry.
They might up it. They've lost 9 games in the last 3 years, which is incredible.
So what if they do that again, or even if they're 13-4, whatever.
Right.
And don't get to the Super Bowl again. What will you think of? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that, because this year, like I said, last year I legitimately thought Tampa Bay was just better. And I thought they were the best team in the NFC, and they proved it. When I'm looking, I mean, I think the Rams are dangerous. I think Tampa Bay is dangerous. But right now, Green Bay looks like the best. Right now. You know, we'll see how it plays. But you know what I'm saying?
If they
don't get there, what is your thought going to be?
Well, it would be a major disappointment. Now, unless it's COVID or somebody's sick.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Like right.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't play and they don't get there, then it would be different. If they have their pieces and they don't, it's a total failure because – The way that this team plays, Chris, and I don't know the last few weeks. I remember at one point, every time they got an interception, they were undefeated. They run the ball. They got 2 guys who can run the ball. When they went to Arizona, down 3 receivers, they changed the way that they played. They ran the football, right? Aaron threw in spots, but it wasn't the Aaron Rodgers show. It wasn't.
Right.
Because they can run the football and beat you in different ways. And I've talked to people. They say that's what's different about this team. The defense, when they beat Kyler Murray, interception in the end zone, right, to win the game. Like, things like that that you normally don't get. Now, you could call it a stop on a 2-point conversion or whatever, but their DB was right there, Chris, yesterday.
Right.
And it wasn't a catch. So the defense is way better than it has. And I know it was pretty decent last year. And then I just named you all those guys, Chris, who are coming back.
Right.
Bakhtiari is like an all-pro offensive lineman. He was
out last year, remember?
Right, in the playoffs so far. What if they get him back? And so I don't know how they've been able to do it, but no, they should be with what they have, what they've been able to accomplish. The game they lost to Kansas City, you can look at their 3 losses, and I don't know, week 1 they got off the plane and just didn't show up. Okay, so they lost that game. They lose to Kansas City by less than a touchdown, right? Didn't they lose by 6 or something, Chris? I can't remember the
13-7.
13-7.
Without
no Aaron Rodgers in that game. Their defense played well in Kansas City, only giving up 13 points. And when they lost to Minnesota, Minnesota was able to. Yeah, they lose 31-28, I think.
It was 34-31.
Yeah. And in that game, you remember they got a pick, and then when the guy fell down with the ball, it came loose.
Right.
So they almost pulled that one off with an interception by the defense. So Yeah, it would be a total failure if they don't win. This is like the third year. The first year, even with the great record, they weren't a good matchup against the 49ers. They couldn't stop the run, and they got
run over. Yeah, they weren't nearly as physical.
Right. Last year, they had a great chance, and that touchdown at the end of the first half just changed the dynamic.
I mean, Tampa just rolled over them in the first half.
That shouldn't have happened. And this year, I like their chances a lot more.
Yeah, and it's an accumulation of the years where it's one thing to go 13-3 and not get there. Okay, it's a disappointment, but okay, it's 1 year. But to do it three straight years, that's when it would be like, wait, this something's wrong.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.